You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. Today I ask myself, many of the messages that we hear, if you put somebody that is rich to sit down and hear that message, will that message make any impact? Somebody that is rich, moral, and healthy. And do you know that you can achieve these three things without Jesus? You can be rich. A rich man came to Jesus. He said, "What must I do to have eternal life?" Jesus said, "Deny yourself, pick up your cross and follow me." He went away sorrowful, but he was rich. So you can be rich, you can be moral. The man came to Jesus and said, "I have kept the law. Thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not fornicate. I've kept it all from my youth." He was moral. And then he was healthy. He didn't come to Jesus for healing. He was healthy. So you can be rich, you can be healthy, you can be moral. The question is, the gospel that you are hearing today, if they preach it to a man like that, will that man see the need for Jesus? You know, everything is all about getting a job, getting a visa. They are telling people, "Oh, if somebody asks you about that job, tell them it is done. If they ask you about that visa, tell them it is done. If they ask you about that marital problem, tell them it is done." Is that the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? You see, the scripture says that you will call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. There is something that is common to every single human being, no matter who you are. It is the matter of sin. It does not matter your level. It does not matter your level of education, the country that you live. It does not matter how moral you are. You can never be delivered from sin apart from Jesus. You can't be delivered from the sinful nature. You can't be delivered from the consequence of sin apart from Jesus Christ. And he didn't say he will forgive our sins, even though he will truly forgive our sins. He says he will save his people from their sins. That's what makes him a savior. He's not your savior if you are living in sin. What kind of savior is that? But he's your savior when you allow him to deliver you from sin. And Jesus is more than capable to save us from our sins. That's what the scripture says. So that is the gospel. That is the entry point. There is nobody that you confront with this that will say, "Oh, it's not relevant to me." But when you begin to talk about money, even health, people, countries where they have good health system, I know people have various ailments. But some people may not still appreciate the gospel if what you are saying is about health, health, health. But when you confront any man with the issue of sin, "Oh, when some Jehovah Witness, when they came to me and they preached, I allowed them to speak. I didn't go against them. When they finished speaking, I simply asked them a simple question. What you are preaching, is it the same gospel that Peter and Paul preached and Jesus?" They said, "Yes." I said, "Okay, with your own very Bible, let's examine what they preached." And we look at the matter of sin, and I asked them, I said, "Have you been delivered from your sin?" They couldn't speak any, they couldn't say anything. And I said, "Today, I charge you that you should repent and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved." They started begging me, "Please, sir, let me go, let us go back. We will come back again." I said, "No, you can see it in your own Bible that you are a sinner. You need a savior." But you know, we will be arguing about the kingdom, 144. Those are irrelevant things. What the scripture says is that he will save his people from their sin. That is the gospel. That is the good news, that man can finally be delivered from sin. Man can finally be free from sin. Man can finally be free from the consequence of the fall of Adam. That's why the angels rejoice. And they said, "This indeed is good tidings towards men. He shall save his people from their sins. May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.